This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. The woman with all the answers is Savvy Savings. What you got for us this week?
Oh, today we're going to talk about your local library.
What?
Yeah.
How is the library going to save me money?
Yeah, great question. When was the last time you were at a library, Craig?
Okay. I will honestly wonder why even libraries exist. That's just me. Because I haven't been to a library, I don't know, in ages. I can't even think of when I've been to a library. We have them all around me. I just don't go.
Well, that's probably because you don't know what they have at them anymore.
That is a damn good point. I will give you that.
Well, let me share with you some of the things that local libraries have for you and how you can save money elsewhere in your budget.
Let's do it.
So obviously, libraries have books. That's the easy one. Really? Yes.
Sorry.
So, you know, that's a very free and long option for entertainment. So think about how long it takes you to read a book versus watch a movie. that's a great entertainment option.
I think that's me. I'm waiting for the movie version. Good.
Yeah, exactly. And there's lots of Netflix things that are coming out that are based on books, like this new series, The Witcher, is based on a book series. So you could get probably even greater experience reading. So that's the obvious one. But did you know you can also rent electronic books from your library, like for reading on your Kindle? So I know a lot of people have moved away from paper reading and are now reading books on Kindle or their favorite tablet. Mm-hmm. Yep, you can check them out. Yeah, you can just sign with your library card. You just sign up for an account. And if it's not available, just like if you go on a wait list for the hardcover book, you get on a wait list for the electronic book. My husband is always doing that. Now, one thing I will caution you about is how many books you request at a time, because his all seem to become available at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then he has to read like five books in a couple of weeks. But
gotcha.
It's a great option because I hadn't known that either. And instead of paying, you know, a couple dollars every time you want a book on Kindle from Amazon, you could instead rent it from the library.
Awesome.
They do have streaming options for TV and movies through something called Hoopla.
Hoopla?
Yeah.
Is that Hoopla. An app? How do I get the streaming though? Where does it show up at? Is it an app or something?
What's Hoopla? Device. Hoopla. I don't know. You have to look into your library.
Oh, crap. That's crazy. Hoopla.
Yeah. So they have TV episodes, movies, music, all sorts of streaming options through Hoopla.
Okay.
They have Wi-Fi. So obviously, if you need some Wi-Fi for use with your laptop or anything, you can go to your local library, but not just in the building. My library here in Tampa, also, I saw they loan out hotspots.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and they do it for 14 days at a time, and you can renew it as many times as you want. So you wouldn't even need like a Wi-Fi plan.
Hold on a second. So I could go to my library.
Well, I don't know about your library.
Yeah, if it's available.
My library.
But I could take a hotspot with me on like a vacation or with me traveling?
Yes. I know. I was amazed by this. I thought that was amazing.
That might be the best tip I've ever heard in my life. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I was shocked. And my library has done away with late fees and fines. So they just say bring it back when you can. So obviously, if you never bring it back, they're going to just charge you and you have to buy it. But So they have great meeting spaces as well. And like my local library also has recording studios and more. So if you have an interest in recording music, you can rent out a recording studio free.
We could be recording the podcast at the library?
We could.
That'd be crazy.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I wonder how good the equipment is, but that's it. You know what? If people wanted to do their own podcast, that'd be actually pretty cool.
I bet it's great, Craig, because the libraries have really been stepping up their game so that they don't become obsolete.
Well, they want to be taken out of the tax budget either.
Yeah, exactly. So you could also get movies there. So not just the streaming options, but they do still carry like DVDs and Blu-rays. So it's a great alternative to Redbox. Maybe not as convenient because it's not right there as you walk out of Walmart, but it's definitely an option and it's 100% free. They have magazines and newspapers that you can borrow, and they do have the electronic versions of those as well. They have music, so you can borrow CDs to test them out, and some libraries have free download programs as well, so you wouldn't have to pay for downloading from iTunes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They have computers. A lot of people know that they have computers, and some of them even have low-cost printing options, so if you need to print something real quick and you're out of ink or paper at home, you can run over to the library.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, they have a lot of special events, so a lot of libraries host these free family entertainment events or great entertainment for kids either during the day or little groups. They have book discussion groups. So again, if you are reading those books instead of watching the movie, you could then also go and meet with other individuals who have like interests and have a discussion.
Oh, nice.
I do that all the time. My husband thinks I'm a dork.
No, I think it's awesome.
They have personal development workshops. So lots of workshops that they post on their events page are related to, you know, how to improve your own personal skills, either your computer skills or other types of skills. They have some classes. I saw our local library here had posted that they have an event coming up on how to teach you how to knit. So they have hobby classes, things like that. They have a lot of job hunting resources. So if you're in the market for a new job, they have lots of resources there. And some of them have resume writing courses and advice as well.
Cool.
Some of the more unexpected things that you can rent there. I bet you didn't know that some libraries will rent out a karaoke machine.
Get out of here.
Or a chocolate fountain.
Wait a minute. What? Is my tax dollars paying for this?
I have no idea.
Why am
How about a hiking? How about a hiking backpack?
Why? How would I? What is this, Walmart?
No, you can rent all of these things free of charge or instruments. They have some of them have instruments you can rent out. So think about the rental fees you're paying for your kids to play their sixth grade instrument. You could be renting them from the library instead.
Oh, nice.
Sewing machines. Some of them have sewing machines.
Oh, cool.
Board games and all sorts of toys. Some of them rent out tablets. Yeah, lots of things that I certainly didn't expect they offer as rentals.
That's insane.
There's also a lot of times they have partnerships where they offer free museum passes. So if you're looking for other entertainment options, you might be able to score a free museum pass from the library.
Hmm.
And then they also oftentimes offer help preparing official documents. So like our local library here helps with passport application preparing. A lot of times this time of year, they offer help with tax form preparation. So you get a lot of help there with your official documents.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I have heard of that. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's the local library. Lots of things I didn't know, but definitely a great resource for all sorts of rentals, not just books.
Your tax dollars at work. Go out there and use it. I mean, we're all paying for it. You might as well use it, right?
Yeah, I heard you click-clacking there. Were you looking up on whether or not we're paying for this with our tax dollars?
I already know I'm paying for it. I live in Maryland.
Or were you Googling your local library to see what they have?
Oh, no. I am going to check and see what they have, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd be surprised. They have a lot of really great things. They're trying to modernize and stay competitive.
All right. Pretty good. I love it. Well, thank you very much, Amanda.
Thanks, Craig.
All right. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts posted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rock Band USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.